first Friday of the month. Time for a jobs report. The Bureau of Labor Statistics August report seems to contain some back-to-school numbers here. Employers added 169,000 jobs in the month of August. There's a revision for July. The unemployment rate falls to 7.3%. Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for WNYC, joins me now. Positive, but not so much.
Not so good. I mean, the number of jobs created was a little bit below what people had expected, so people weren't too happy to see that there were only 169,000 jobs created. The estimate was around 180,000, so a little off there. And while this unemployment rate number has come down, which seems like a good thing, and that it's down now to 7.3%. The analysis of it is that this is mostly because people have stopped looking for work, or they are not actively looking for work for whatever the reason. Because again, to be considered unemployed, you have to actually be looking for work. So if you retire, if you say, I can't find a job, I'm just going to stop looking.
It's the discouraged workers.
Whatever it is, that's a big reason for this decline in the unemployment. And that's not the reason why you want to see the unemployment rate going down.
And, you know, it's these two trends that we've really been talking about now for about the last 6 months, where there's the structural changes in the economy that lowers the labor force participation and creates this discouraged worker class that you're talking about. That's really a kind of a healing of the wounds, or a continuation of the wounds of the 2008 meltdown. But then we do have growth.
The Fed's
going to be looking at that.
And we do have jobs that are being created, but it's not necessarily at the pace that we really need to see to replace this other problem. The first thing that you outlined, the losses that we saw after the financial crisis. So as a result, we're seeing some steady – these are okay numbers, but they're not great. You really want to get them higher. There was one estimate I saw this morning that we would need to have about 300,000 jobs each month for the next 4 years to really replace the jobs that were lost since the financial crisis. And the other thing I'd point out here is, you know, as we're going through changes, what we don't know is how much of this drop-off is also just related to there are more baby boomers who are retiring,
right,
or maybe
demographics.
You know, a lot of issues of older people who have lost jobs and can't find new ones. Perhaps they're not returning to the workforce.
A lot of structural factors here, and Ben Bernanke talks about that when he's testified recently. I guess it's coming down to the last few times he's going to be testifying before Congress. But is that 300,000 jobs number really the trigger for the Federal Reserve to stop this interest rate stimulus that they've been doing, or are these numbers an encouragement for them to start to back off?
It's hard to know. I mean, you would look at these numbers and think, wow, unemployment and employment is not doing so well, so maybe the Federal Reserve holds off on ending some of these programs. They're going to be meeting later this month, and we could actually hear if they're starting to do this, what everyone calls the tapering effect. And it's interesting, you know, watching the analysis this morning, a lot of journalists seem to think this is going to be the Fed saying, well, maybe we'll hold off on the taper for a little bit. But a lot of economists are saying, we think it'll still happen. We think that this month we may start seeing the Federal Reserve start to slow down these programs that they have and stop, you know, buying all these bonds, buying all these assets to try and keep the economy going. It really, people are just kind of guessing right now. You would think, though, that with everything that's going on with the debate over Syria, which is really pushing out any sort of conversation in Washington about the debt ceiling, how much money we can borrow, about funding the government, about cuts.
Obamacare coming in on October 1st.
All these things that are out there, there could be, you know, what we don't know is how much does the Federal Reserve look at all that and say, you know what, we don't need to stir this pot up as well. Because don't forget, the president also has to choose his next chairman of the Federal Reserve, and that could be a contentious argument.
Are you a betting man? You going Yellen or Summers?
Everything seems to point to Larry Summers.
Is that right?
But, you know, what'll be hard to know is if Obama tries to push through a vote on Syria to then turn around and say, okay, now you got to take my Federal Reserve chairman choice, they may say no.
We'll see. The politics of everything. Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for WNYC. Thanks so much.
You bet.